Sanse, please.
Thank you, Mr. President, Excellencies, and distinguished delegates. Bangladesh's engagement with the human rights mechanism is rooted in its belief that the promotion and protection of human rights is best pursued through constructive engagement and cooperation. This is the belief that guides us towards being a committed, responsive, responsible, and contributing country, respecting human rights and globally recognized principles. We expect our commitment towards human rights would be reciprocated with the spirit of cooperation, proportionality, objectivity, neutrality, and non-selectivity by all human rights mechanisms. In addition to our national report, in my opening remarks, in my following interventions, I have tried to outline the various initiatives of our government for the fulfillment of our obligations and respect of human rights, including our success in meeting in SDGs and creating an inclusive economic society. We believe that UPR is the most effective mechanism that can play a far-reaching impact on the human rights situation on the ground. We greatly appreciate the engagement of our National Human Rights Commission, civil society and NGOs, some of whom are present in this room. We appreciate their work and stress the need for continuing with our dialogue and cooperation. I would like to stress upon the fact that while considering the human rights situation of a country, we must not lose sight of the specific social, political, cultural, economic, and demographic situation, as well as numerous other challenges and constraints of that country. I would like to highlight that as a democratic and representative government reflecting the will of the people, our efforts need to be aligned with the people's view and opinion, as well as the social, cultural, and religious values of our people. I sincerely thank all the delegation present here today for your constructive participation and engagement in our UPR. It is encouraging that a large number of member states took the floor today. We have heard and taken careful notes of your comments, queries, and recommendations. We have tried to respond to as many issues as possible within the stipulated time frame. We value your comments and recommendations, which would undoubtedly be examined and given due considerations by our government in delineating the next steps for further advancing the goals for protection and promotion of human rights of our people. My delegation members from different ministries, divisions, and agencies will be returning with renewed commitment and new ideas for further strengthening our institutional, legislative, and administrative framework for better protection and promotion of human rights of our people. Despite our challenges, we remain steadfast to establish rule of law, justice, and accountability in order to safeguard and promote the rights of our people. Indeed, the spirit of safeguarding the rights of the people, providing good governance, realizing inclusive and sustainable development for the welfare of our people has been the raison d'etre of Bangladesh. All our efforts are geared towards a pluralistic and inclusive society which is sensitive to the needs and sentiments of vulnerable segments of the society and all kinds of minorities. I hope that you would value and acknowledge the level of our sincerity and proactiveness to effectively address the human rights issues. I also expect you to be cognizant of the soil truths about our challenges ahead. As a responsible and responsive nation, Bangladesh will continue to deploy efforts towards gradually building a prosperous nation where everyone would fully enjoy all civil and political, as well as economic, social, and cultural rights. Bangladesh looks forward to continue candid dialogue and cooperation with the United Nations, including the OHCHR and the international community, to continue supporting us in this journey. I would like to state the government of Honorable Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina in the last 15 years has used its mandate to transform its people's despair into hope, and by so doing has changed misery into happiness. We have initiated societal reforms that has made communities turn their aspirations into achievements. The leadership has constructed infrastructural edifices that has made the citizens believe in themselves and be imbued with a sense of nationalism. This, Mr. President, is what we call human rights. To sum it up, Sheikh Hasina has given the people a vision, and they are building a future on it to fulfill the dreams of our father of the nation and the 3 million martyrs who sacrificed their lives in our war of liberation. Finally, I thank the OHCHR Secretariat and the interpreters for their commendable work, without whom this interactive dialogue would not have been a success. Let me also place on record our deep appreciation for the members of the Troika, the delegations of Cuba, Pakistan, and Romania, for assuming the onerous responsibilities of overseeing the reporting process. I would like to particularly thank you, Mr. President, for your impeccable time management. Thank you.